Good morning and welcome to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice. I'm WCLK Operations Manager Rob Maynard. This program highlights the ongoing academic goals and achievements of Clark Atlanta University, the largest of the nation's 37-member United Negro College Fund institutions. We're telling stories of academic excellence and strategic planning happening right now at one of America's great HBCUs. Today on the program, we are joined by Dr. Jenny L. Jones. She is Dean of the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University. Dr. Jones, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Could you tell us a little bit about your academic journey? What brought you to Clark Atlanta in such an august position?
Wow. You know, I started my education at Valdosta State University, where I was a psychology and special education major. Moved on from there, taught public school for a little while, moved on from there to Los Angeles, California, where I moved into the realm of social work, working in social service organizations, went back to California State University, Long Beach, to get my master's degree, stayed there many years after that, and then later came to CAU to receive my PhD. After receiving my PhD, I went to work at various universities in this southeast mid-Atlantic area. I started at the University of Tennessee. That was my first faculty position. From there, I moved on to Virginia Commonwealth University, where I stayed for about 10 years. And from there, I left and moved to Florida A&M, and from Florida A&M to CAU.
So given the fact you got your doctorate here, this was kind of coming home for you.
This was definitely coming home.
For our listeners this morning that might not know who the school's namesake, Whitney M. Young Jr., was and why he's so important to CAU and the wider world, could you tell us a little bit about him?
Whitney M. Young Jr., a pioneer, social worker, philanthropist, entrepreneur. He just did so much, a community organizer. This guy served as the first dean of the School of Social Work. We had had three directors prior to him, but he was the first sitting dean. He has such a vision and such a presence, very committed to uplifting African Americans, and also very interested in economic development. That was his biggest thing. He believed in the social uplift was through economic development. And he left the school and went on to work with the Urban League to serve as the president of the Urban League. And he also served as advisor to two United States presidents.
What makes the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University so unique?
Gosh, you know, we have a long-standing history and legacy in social work education. This school was the first accredited school of social work in the state of Georgia. We were the first accredited school at an HBCU in the world. The school became a part of the Association of Schools Charter in 1928. When that charter became our current accrediting body, the Council on Social Work Education, we were among the first members to be under that group. And so we have such a history. We have educated so many folks who have gone on to do some wonderful things in social work practice as well as social work education.
In terms of the mission of the department as you see it, the fact that we are in an HBCU and the African-American experience is key to all of that. How is that reflected in how you go about educating people?
Our program is undergirded by the Afrocentric perspective. Under that perspective, we believe very much in the positive uplift of African-American people. The Afrocentric perspective is a practice-based model that affirms, codifies, and integrates common cultural experiences, values, and interpretations that cut across people of African descent. We meet people where they are. That's a core value of social work education. And this perspective allows us to operate from the strength perspective. We don't do the diagnoses of there being a problem. we look at a strength in that person and how to help them overcome whatever issues they may have.
You're listening to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice on WCLK. Our guest this morning is Dr. Jenny L. Jones. She's Dean of the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University. Dr. Jones, social workers are there for us in our schools, our hospitals, our courtrooms, our communities, often helping and advocating for people who are living on the margins of society. Maybe the predominant culture might term it that way. What kind of careers are available for people that are coming to school here to pursue a social work degree?
At the undergraduate level, first of all, social work is a professional degree. So when our students graduate at the undergraduate and graduate level, they are considered professionals. It's not just a discipline. And so when our students graduate from the undergraduate program as a entry-level practitioner, that means that they can then go on to get professional jobs in social service agencies, providing case management, providing information and referral, doing some entry-level assessments. And many of those students then go on to get a master's degree. At the MSW level, our program is an advanced direct clinical practice with the foci in child and family or health, mental health. The health, mental health piece has now really been labeled as integrated behavioral health because we're no longer just looking at people's health needs. We have to, or their mental health needs. We often find that those two come together and there's such a need to look at how to help people deal with both. So that's a huge, huge part of our program. And many of our students that come into the program are very much interested in that foci. At the master's level, our students are also eligible for licensure. Once they complete the program, they're able to study and prepare for the licensed master's social work license. And that's another piece that is a requirement here in the state of Georgia in order to move on and advance to getting a clinical license.
And that's when you see somebody's title and it has the MSW at the end of it.
That's correct.
Well, let's talk, since we're talking about it, there are three levels of programming in the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work. So you're prepared for students at all levels. We talked about undergraduate and graduate, but could you break down what those degrees are again?
Yes, we have our Bachelor's of Social Work degree where we train generalist practitioners. Currently, we have about 25-30 students. We have our master's degree. It takes 59 hours to degree completion. We have approximately 175 students. We have three program plans at the master's level. One is what we call advanced standing, where students come in already with the bachelor's degree from an accredited school of social work, and they only need to do 1 year at the advanced level and they'll have their master's degree. Then we have our two-year plan, which is 2 year full-time. These are students, some have bachelor's degrees in social work, many do not. Some come from other disciplines, psychology, sociology. Those students at the full-time two-year level complete a 59-hour program, and when they finish, they, again, have a master's degree in social work. That's 2 years full-time. And then we have our three-year part-time program, which is primarily centered around our students at work. Many of our students come to us with families and jobs and not able to go to school full-time. The two-year program is broken up into 3 years, which allows them time to get through. And finally, you know, we have our doctoral program, which I am very, very proud of, a graduate of our doctoral program. 72 hours to degree completion. We have currently have 35 current students. And that program is focused on leadership and policy. Most of our classes for the doctoral program are offered in the evenings because, again, our doctoral students work. And so we try to cater our program to the needs of our students.
Could you talk about partnerships, new partnerships and collaborations that you're leading as part of the school's endeavors? What kind of things are you doing or having your team do to enhance and increase student engagement?
We just recently signed a memorandum of understanding with the National Association of Social Worker Georgia Chapter, Georgia Chapter. And that memorandum was developed to partner with them around offering the licensure prep test. That's a huge thing for us because we want it, first of all, a venue for our students to be able to take the exam to complete the prep exam in a venue that they felt comfortable and safe in. And NASW offers this prep, and they've been doing it with other schools around the city, but they asked us if they could partner with us to do this. And so we're excited about that. We actually will have our first prep training on December 3rd, 8 o'clock in the morning. So looking forward to having an ongoing relationship with them. And I think it's going to be a great partnership. Some other things we're doing around student engagement is our Monday night lecture series, the fourth Monday of each month. We do a lecture on a particular topic, and we invite in our alums, other folks from the community, to share their experiences about their work in social work, be that whether it's in education, whether it's in a social service agency, an administrator, to really help our students see or learn about all of the various things that they can do with a degree in social work. We also invite other folks from the community who may be involved in community organizing and may come from the Urban League. We just try to give them a well-rounded view of what you can do with this degree and how many of the organizations here in the city have worked with this school over a period of years. And that we are really, really proud of. We just re-signed our collaborative agreement with Georgia State and UGA for our field practicum collaborative. And what that means is the three schools work together around training agency field instructors to supervise our students in field placements around the Metro Atlanta area. And that's huge for us because, again, it's the partnership, it's the collaboration, working together. Many of our students are placed at the same agency, so the supervisors that supervise them, we want them to all have basically the same training. So there's some uniformity in how things are done. So that is a big deal for us, and we have been involved with them, oh gosh, I guess for the last 7 to 10 years when that collaborative started. But for the first time this year, CAU will be taking the lead on pulling all the trainings together and leading the direction around how that works.
So you're a very busy dean these days.
I'm a very busy dean, yes.
The Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work celebrates its centennial in 2020, and that seems like a long time away, but it's really not. It's coming up pretty soon. What sort of plans do you have to celebrate in 2020 and in the run-up to that?
Gosh, we are so excited. I'm very excited about the 100th anniversary. We have started to do some planning. We have developed a small steering committee, and now we're kind of outsourcing that steering committee, or not outsourcing, we're growing that steering committee into various committees. And the goal here is to really develop committees across the country, because we have graduates all over this United States, and we want to do some regional committees so that we can try and tap into as many graduates that we can to bring back to the 100. So I'm excited about that. I just see that as being like a huge thing for us. And you know, while I'm very excited, it's such an honor for me to serve in this role and to be able to lead our school to the 100th anniversary. I can't even explain it to you. It gives me chills to think about. I sit on the shoulders of so many people that's come before me, that's done such great things. This school has had some wonderful deans, and to have my name added to the list, it's kind of surreal for me. So I'm looking forward to the 100th.
And we will stay tuned for further details as we make our way towards 2020 on that. Dr. Jones, I'm as someone who's not a social worker, but who's socially aware, I guess is the way that I would put it, is it would seem to me that to be a social worker, you have to have a lot of passion for social issues, as it were. How does a social worker separate their own passion about how they feel about something from the work that they're doing and their obligation to maybe clients or agencies? It seems to me that a social worker really has to do a lot of balancing in their life.
Yes, we operate under a code of ethics that clearly talks about boundaries and ethical behavior. It's important that we not allow our own personal ideas or feelings about a situation to come into play when working with clients. And that gets hard sometimes because we have feelings and we have certain opinions about things. But it's part of our code. It's part of our professional values. There is a particular value that speaks to dignity and worth of the person, and we have to honor that and adhere to that, regardless of what our personal feelings may be about the issue. So we teach our students that. We talk to them about these values in all of our classes. We also reemphasize those values when our students are going out into field placements, because that's where they get the real life experience, the application of everything they've learned in the classroom when they go out into the field. So it's really important that they start to practice during that time to honor the code of ethics.
Yeah, it must be very difficult when people go from being cases in a study to having names and faces, and they're coming back to see you on Tuesday to see if you've helped them solve the problems.
Exactly. Absolutely. It becomes challenging. You know, when I did social work many years ago, I oftentimes had to remind myself that this is not about me. This is a lot bigger than you, and you need to stay focused on the issues at hand.
So before we end this morning, I guess one question I would have is, if we have a listener thinking, you know, that maybe they've got a child getting ready to go off to college and they don't know about their major, or maybe it's somebody thinking about going to college, what might they not understand about being a social work major?
Most people think of social workers as being welfare workers. Oh, you're going to get a job and you're going to go work for public welfare. There's nothing wrong with doing that, but we can do so many more things. Social workers are advocates. Social workers run organizations. Social workers provide training for corporations. Social workers, we do the day-to-day. We're researchers. We're educators. I mean, we just run the gamut. There are a ton of things that we can do. And people often say, oh my God, I didn't know social workers could do these things. Again, they see the storyline on TV around removing folks' kids and or being in public child welfare. But that degree is so flexible, you can do almost anything that you want to do with it. So anybody out there that's listening and your child is not sure about what they want to do, have them give us a call. We'll have them come over and visit the school and talk with them about what we do and let them know that this could possibly be the profession for them.
We've been talking with Dr. Jenny L. Jones, Dean of the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University. Dr. Jones, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice on WCLK. You can listen to this program again on demand at WCLK.com. More information about programs and opportunities for personal and professional growth at Clark Atlanta University is available at cau.edu. On behalf of our guests today, I'm Rob Maynard. This program is produced by Jazz 91.9 WCLK Atlanta in conjunction with CAU Provost Dr. Peter Wosu. WCLK is a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University.
Lift every voice and sing to earth and heaven. Ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoice.
great that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day, begun. March on
till victory
is won. Stony the road we trod, chastening rock felt in the days when hope unborn has died, yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet
come to the place for which our Father sighed.
We over a way that with tears have been watered. We have come, treading our path through the blood of the slaughter. Out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last,
where the
white gleam
of our
star is cast. Our God, where we met thee, lest our hearts, drunk of the wine of the world, we forget thee, shadow beneath.